But first, Governor Doug Ducey named Congresswoman Martha McSally yesterday to succeed Senator John Kyle in the seat that was long held by the late Senator John McCain. The appointment wasn't a surprise, but there was some criticism, mostly related to the fact that McSally lost last month to Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema in the battle to take over for retiring Senator Jeff Flake. So will Sinema and McSally work together? And will McSally have time, considering she'll have to focus a lot of time on fundraising, considering she'll have to get ready for the 2020 special election? With us for a few minutes to talk about all of this is Jaime Molera, partner at Molera Alvarez. Jaime, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's get the first question out of the way, which is, Martha McSally, was she the obvious choice and, in your opinion, the best choice?
I think she was. I think Governor Ducey understood that for his base, I mean, she's somebody that truly captured a lot of the Republicans' hearts and minds in being able to show herself not only as, you know, a supporter of strong conservative policies, but somebody that can get along well with President Trump, as well as, you know, appeal to a broader base. And so if you think about all of those factors, I think she's probably the obvious choice, and also somebody that would have the best likelihood of being competitive and probably winning in 2020.
Jaime, how easy or difficult is it or will it be for these two candidates who will become seatmates in the Senate to work together, given some of the things that were said about each other by each other in the campaign?
Well, I'm not sure they're going to be having, you know, a lot of lunches together anytime soon, but I think they're both, you know, Kyrsten Sinema is a pro, so is Martha McSally. I think they will be able to put aside their differences for some of the big things. I'm not sure they're going to go, you know, work together on massive projects, but I certainly don't think that they're going to have an open or hostile relationship with each other.
I mean, we're sort of resting with the assumption that because Representative McSally got the Senate appointment, that maybe she is going to be focused on whoever her Democratic opponent could be in 2020. Do you expect to see any challenges to her in a primary, considering she was appointed and didn't actually win the seat?
And that's a very real possibility. And I think she has to, you know, play that or dance on that fine line where she can't be so antagonistic to the president that might invite a hard right candidate to come out against her. If that's the case, and I mean, she'll repeat what occurred in this election cycle, where she went very hard to the right, and then it was very difficult to come back and show herself as a centrist. I think the difficulty also is that in 2020, since it is a presidential election year, you're going to have massive voter turnout. And traditionally, I know this year was a very strong Democrat year, but traditionally those presidential election years, when you have higher turnout, tends to bode a little bit better for the Democrats. So that's why she has to be careful. She can't go so far to the right to appease the base that she, again, has a repeat of what happened in this election against Sinema.
Well, so do you think that she has learned, and maybe her team have learned things from this most recent campaign? And part of the reason to ask the question is because, you know, that memo that was leaked, that was sort of widely panned about blaming a lot of people other than the candidate for her loss. Do you think that she has learned what she needed to learn to not make some of the same mistakes in 2020?
Well, I hope so. And I think one of the things that she has to do is start to reinvent herself, or at least identify herself with Arizona voters. I think these next couple of years, she needs to be seen in rural Arizona. She needs to be seen in all parts of the state, because I think folks need to understand the campaign that she ran against Sinema is really anti-Sinema, not pro-McSally. And I think McSally has to really show who she is so that she has a very, I think, a stronger shot of being able to be effective in 2020.
And Jaime, finally, very briefly, when it comes down to the fact that she has run for House seats before, obviously we had the Senate race, is she someone who's ready to run immediately? And at the same time, though, as far as raising money, is she going to be able to serve the state as much as people would like as a senator if she has to worry about, I'm running again in 2 years?
Well, that's and not just running again in 2 years, but if she wins, she has to run again in 2 years.
Yeah.
So she's almost keeping her job as a congresswoman, running every couple of years. But I think the key for her is to come out strong. Again, get to Arizona, make sure that I think she has a stronger base here. I think she needs to, her campaign needs to be more Arizona-centric. Again, not so much seen as outside organizations attacking her opponents. If she does that, I think she could be very, very strong candidate. Her resume is fantastic. If you look at any candidate from the Republican side in 2020, just on resume alone, she would be a very powerful and formidable candidate.
Jaime Melera, partner at Melera Alvarez. Jaime, thanks as always. Happy holidays.
As always, happy holidays to you both.